There was a silver fox and her children living deep in the woods. During the time she was spending her day with her children, she asked her kids, "Have you ever wondered why siblings have to love and support each other?" Those little foxes hadn't replied yet. Let me tell you a story. Maybe you'll find out the answer at the end, Mother Fox said. Once upon a time, there was a fox family living in the forest, and she had two children, an older sister and a younger brother. It sounds like us, huh? But these two kids always fight each other with everything in general. One day, the mother fox got an idea to cure this situation. She told her children to find food for themselves without her assistance. The two foxes had to leave home and seek for food just by themselves. "Oh, this is so boring because of you. We have to end up here feeding ourselves. Otherwise, I would just stay home eating some snack," Sister Fox said. "Oh, I don't think so. It's all your fault. Only if you knew how to share stuff, I wouldn't need to sweat myself searching for food like this," said the younger fox, as they were focusing on making excuses and arguing against each other. One second without awareness brought them down to the bottom of an animal trap in the middle of the forest. But it didn't make them stop their pointless argument. "Now it is definitely your fault. What's the point of comparing those three on the way?" the brother said. "No, it's all yours. You didn't tell me the way to go. You haven't told me anything. Look where we are now," said the sister. The foxes kept bringing up all the excuses against each other, but still there's no sign of getting away from the trap. The older sister tried jumping up with all of her remaining energy, but she fell back to the trap over and over again. The younger brother tried climbing up with his claws, lifting his light body up to the ground, but still, it wasn't enough. Reaching to sunset, no matter how many times the foxes have tried, they still ended up falling back to the hole. The older sister realized, if we keep trying the same attention, there's no way we can get back to mom. Therefore, the older fox turned to her brother and tell him to step on her head. "At least one of us will make it back home. It is definitely better than both of us starving to death right here." She grabbed at her brother, placing him on her shoulders, and took a really high jump with all the power she has left. The tiny fox flied up in the air and landed safely on the ground. He was taken by surprise that he finally made it. More than that, he had never expected his sister would help him. "You better leave now, don't worry about me. Run fast. It's getting late now, somebody's probably on his way to check the trap. Go," the sister said. Hearing his sister say it like that, the tiny fox could only feel depressed from lacking of the ability to help his sister, and regret from all the fights they have had so far. Without realizing how much she cares and be able to sacrifice herself for him, while his sister was telling him to leave. He just ignored and kept digging the edge of the trap. Hopefully, his sister would be able to climb up. But it didn't work. Although the older sister tried jumping with all of her power, suddenly, the tiny fox noticed something. Instead of digging the edge of the hole to make it easier to climb up, but he saw all the pebbles and the rocks slightly fill up the hole, and it became less deep than before. This might help his sister jump up here easier. Hang on, I find some more rocks. Move aside, I have to push some rocks down there. The younger fox pushed down the rock one by one until it turned to a huge pile. The sister fox tried jumping again. Unfortunately, she couldn't reach back to the ground yet. But at least, this huge pile has lit her hope up. She tried coming up to the top of the collapsing pile, her brothers cheering her up. She will never give up. She gathered up all of her power and took another high jump to the ground. She finally made it. She eventually got out from the trap. The two foxes ran as fast as they could straight back to their home. Afterwards, if they got into any conflicts or if they are about to get into troubles, they would rather think about the day they were trapped together and helping each other solve the problem. Now you see the reason why you guys have to love and support each other, said Mother. Yes, I understand it now. I will never make fun of him again, the sister fox said. Me too. I got it now. I won't talk back to her again, said younger brother. The two foxes moved close to their mother, cuddled and promised to love and support each other, just like the mother told them.